Good morning. Welcome to Barah Ministries, a Christian church with worldwide impact based in Mesa, Arizona. My name is Pastor Rory Clark. At Barah Ministries, our God is the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In John chapter 6, verses 35 to 39, Jesus said to the crowd, "I am the bread of life." And the life he's talking about there is the resurrection life, the Greek word zoe, the zoe life, eternal life. A life with no beginning and no ending. Jesus said to the crowd, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will not no way, not no how ever hunger. And he who believes in me will not no way, not no how ever thirst." The strongest negatives in the Greek. Jesus is telling everyone here that he is the great I am. And that there's no way that if a person comes to him, he will not be saved. The bread referred to here then is not a food staple item, it's a person. A great analogy used here by the Lord to highlight his sovereignty, his ability to get anything done that he wants to get done. John 6:35, "But I, the Lord Jesus Christ, said to you that you have seen me, and yet you have not believed me." The crowd he was talking to was full of unbelievers, and seeing is not believing for unbelievers. John 6:37, "All that God the Father gives me," and that's a reference to the elect, believers in Christ, "will come to me, and the one who comes to me I will certainly not cast out into the outer darkness, the lake of fire." So believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. Everything okay, Denny? John 3:6-38. "For I, the Lord Jesus Christ, have come down from heaven." And he's in context, he's referencing himself, just like he is the manna that he provided to the Jews as they walked across the desert on the way to the promised land. He showered manna from heaven. "Well, I, the Lord Jesus Christ, have come down from heaven like manna. As 100% God and 100% man and one person forever, to tabernacle among you and within you." As believers in Christ in the church age, we are in union with Christ, and Christ and the entire Trinity are indwelling us. "And I do that not only to do my own will," the Lord says, "but to do the will of God the Father who sent me." John 6:39. "This is the will of God the Father who sent me, that all these that he has given me," and that, again, that's the elect, believers in Christ, "I lose nothing." So believers in Christ are eternally secure because no one can snatch them out of the Lord's hands. "And I will raise them up in resurrection from the dead on the last day." So we will be part of the first resurrection. John 6:40, "For this is the will of my God and Father, that everyone who beholds the Son and believes in him will have eternal life," the resurrection life, the Zoe life. "And I myself, the Lord Jesus Christ, will raise him up in resurrection from the dead on the last day." So what a promise from the God that we worship, that he will save us, that he will make us eternally secure, and that he will raise us from the dead on the last day. Today's Bible lesson, the renewed soul is tuned to God's channel. The renewed soul is tuned to God's channel. This is a choice that you can make every minute of every day. Romans chapter 12, verse 2, part of it says, "Keep on being transformed by God the Holy Spirit through the renewing of your mind." And we are transformed by the renewing of our mind when we study the Word of God. So you can bring yourself to the study of the Word of God every minute of every day. And in this lesson, we'll learn that you can't have your mind renewed if you're choosing not to tune in to the Lord's channel. And the Lord's channel is KGOD. We're on this side of the Mississippi River. We're on the west side of the Mississippi River. So all the stations over on this side begin with a K, except I think WFAA in Dallas. So as believers in Christ, my question for you is, are you tuned in to the Lord's channel? We'll also learn that if you're not tuned into the Lord's channel, you're tuning into the channel that is destined to fade away, Satan's channel, WCON, the con channel, a complete waste of your time. So we're going to begin the lesson by listening to a song, And I want to let you know that allowing the Holy Spirit to renew your mind means that you are willing to tune your soul only to His channel, KGOD, and you're willing to only hear what He has to say to you. Revelation chapter 2, verse 7 says this, "He who has an ear, let him hear what God the Holy Spirit says to the churches." And in Proverbs 1, verses 20 to 22, wisdom, the building blocks of renewal, is personified as a woman, because wisdom is something we all do well to respond to. And God the Holy Spirit initiates by broadcasting truth. And like an amazing woman, motivated believers in Christ respond to the broadcast that has been initiated by the one they love. So here is the Proverbs verses, and these verses are probably behind the song lyrics, Denny, so we're not going to be able to post them. And so why did I click the clicker? But anyway, Proverbs 1:20. Wisdom shouts in the streets. She lifts her voice in the square. So wisdom is the truth of the Word of God, and it's said to be shouted from the street. The wisdom broadcast on God's channel is completely available to the public. It is not hidden. It is manifest. God does not work in mysterious ways. He works in predictable ways. Proverbs 1:21. At the head of the noisy streets, wisdom cries out. At the entrance of the gates in the city, she utters her sayings. So what does wisdom say? Proverbs 1:22. How long, O naive ones, will you love being simple-minded? And scoffers who are mockers, how long will you delight yourself in scoffing? Those are the people who reject a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And fools, those who reject wisdom, how long will you hate knowledge? Well, are you tuning your soul to God's channel on a daily basis? Here's Mercy Me to sing a song about wisdom. The song is Word of God Speak. And the Word of God is speaking all the time, shouting from the rooftops, shouting from the square, shouting from the gate. And the question is, are you listening?
I'm finding myself at a loss for words, and the funny thing is, it's okay. The last thing I need is to be heard, but to hear what you would say. Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God, speak. Finding myself in the midst of you, beyond the music, beyond the noise. All that I need is to be with you, and in the quiet, hear your voice. Please let at a loss for words. And the funny thing is, it's okay.
Let us pray. Am I on? Good. Almighty Father, there are many things we gravitate to in this life, the people, the places, the things, the situations. Thank you for making your Son one of the people we believers in Christ gravitate to. Thank you for the wisdom of his mind, initiated by you and communicated in the Word of God and poured into us by the enabling power of God the Holy Spirit. Help us to keep growing in the sphere of your grace, and help us to apply the knowledge you have given us as wisdom, so that as we grow spiritually, we keep on pouring your gospel message and your word into everyone we meet, one person at a time. So we continue to view life from your point of view. And let us be aware of the simplicity of this wisdom, that anything that is not of your Son, you have already destined to annihilation. We ask this through the power of God the Holy Spirit, in Christ's name, amen. Today's Bible lesson, the renewed soul is tuned to God's channel. The renewed soul is tuned to God's channel. So we're studying Romans chapter 12, and here's a reminder of the first passage that we studied. Therefore I, Paul, urge, beg, beseech you, believers in Christ, brethren, as you keep on being persuaded because of the many and multifaceted mercies of God, to present your bodies by choice, not by command, as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God the Father, which is your spiritual service, worship. God wants us to shut up, to show up, and to grow up so that he can use us for his purpose. So are you? Are you showing up in your life? Are you reporting for duty to Christ? Or are you hiding from him? Because you can run, but you can't hide. The current passage under study is Romans chapter 12, verse 2, and it says this: do not be conformed to this world by Satan, by his cosmic system of thought, and by the flesh. The Greek word for world is kosmos, K-O-S-M-O-S. And so Satan's program is called the cosmic system. Do not be conformed to this world by Satan, by his cosmic system of thought, and by the flesh. Instead, keep on being transformed by God the Holy Spirit through the renewing of your mind by studying the Word of God. Satan is broadcasting his deception-filled worldview on WCON, the CON network, the Cosmic Broadcasting Network, with a philosophy that seeks to conform us. And we remember what conform means. It means to make similar in form, to make similar in nature, to make similar in character to him. So that's what he wants to do. And that's really what any good leader wants to do. A good leader wants to make you just like him. A good leader wants to make you think like him, act like him, have the character of him. That's what good leaders do. So Satan is a good leader from that point of view. Only he's always minding other people's business. See, we don't belong to Satan, but he's poking his nose in the leadership position of the Lord because he wants to make himself like the Most High, so which couldn't happen in a million years. He doesn't have the integrity for that. So he's trying to horn in on God's territory as he's been doing for all eternity or since the fall. But the Lord commands you to keep on being transformed instead. It says this in Romans 12:2, the second half, so that you may be transformed, so that you may see clearly through testing what the will of God is. And that's the next part of this passage that we're going to investigate, the will of God. What is the will of God for you? Well, I just know God has a plan. I just know God has a plan. You always hear Christians saying that weak crap. Yeah, I don't have the slightest idea what that plan is, but I just know God has a plan. Yeah, because you don't for your life. Isn't it lucky that somebody has a plan for your miserable life? So that you may see clearly through testing what the will of God is. And the will of God is that which is good, that which is acceptable, and that which is perfect. At the moment of salvation, God turned us into gold, and he is refining us as gold is refined by fire. And the fire that we experience is tribulation, because tribulation either makes you tough or it makes you fold. And that's it. And, you know, people who want to play basketball one day, and, you know, they're little, and they're thinking that, you know, they're going to get there by themselves, instead of thinking that a coach is going to put them through things that are hard for them, and that the coach is going to try them by fire, because the coach is preparing them for the 2 minutes of the game where the game is won. And there are a lot of people who shy away from the fire when they're little, right? Because they've been listening to mommy for a really long time, and mommy says that everything's going to be okay, but when you get out into the world, it's going to be fire, right? And it's the same for us as Christians. When we get out into the world, there's fire out in the world, and you got to be tough, and you got to be ready to handle it. And we have a lot of assets to help us handle it, namely the indwelling of the entire Trinity. So we don't shy away from tribulation. What do? We walk toward tribulation because we know that God is refining us as gold by fire. Now, God is renewing your mind. Now, when is he renewing your mind? God is renewing your mind when you make yourself available to study his word. How do you know your mind is being renewed? You know your mind's being renewed because you begin to see everything from God's perspective. Today, as I sat down for the last part, to finish the last part of this lesson at about 3 in the morning, and I'm really good at early in the morning, I'm very refreshed early in the morning, I started it by orienting myself, by getting behind God's eyes and looking out at the situation. And I saw the lesson a completely different way. And the way you see the lesson when you get behind God's eyes, and it should come out in the lesson, is that nothing that's not Christ is going to survive, right? So what are all the things that you're doing in your life that are not Christ? Because those things are going to be burned up. They're worthless. And that's the thing you have to get to. You have to get to the fact that God actually wants you to have what you want. And you have to get to the fact that anything that is not that is going to be burned up. And the reason for that is because he loves you and he wants the best for you. So when you begin to see everything from God's perspective, then you're in really good shape. You see from God's perspective. You see God from God's perspective. You see others from God's perspective. You see yourself from God's perspective. That's when you know that your mind is being renewed. That's when you know that you're becoming spiritually mature and you know who the source is. God is the one that is making you mature. You are not making yourself mature. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13 talks about that maturity. Now faith in God, now hope in yourself, now unconditional love for others. Abide in the sphere of these three. That's what it'll be like when you're looking at things from God's perspective. But the greatest of these is unconditional love for others, and that's the one you need to get to more than anything. You need to really think about how you think about and how you treat other people. And when you start thinking from God's perspective, you don't worry, you're happy. You don't fear, you're courageous. You don't serve two masters, because for you there's only one master, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You are not conformed. God keeps on transforming you from the innermost being by filling your innermost being with truth, blacking out the lie, and replacing them with more and more truth. Today is Sunday, and in some cities around the United States, some of the football teams will not sell out their stadium. And the ones who don't successfully sell out their stadium, that game will be blacked out in their area. They will not be able to get that game, they'll get another game. And there's nothing more frustrating in the world than when you want to sit down and watch your football team and it's blacked out in the city that you're in. It just makes you sick at your stomach. And I think that's for home games. Home games are blacked out. So that's the same thing God's going to do one day with Satan and his cosmic system of thought. That's what he's going to do when you die physically. He's going to black out the flesh. As a matter of fact, he already did it at the cross. He crucified the flesh at the cross. And that flesh that you're walking around in is dead and it's decaying and it's getting worse. And one day it's going to finally just give out and be buried. But lucky for you, that body of yours is not you. That body of yours is a house for your soul and spirit. And it is not you. But one day that body is going to be gone and then you will be unencumbered with Satan's program in your life. So keeping your soul tuned to God's channel. And that channel is call letters KGOD, renews your mind and fills you with his divine power so you can transmit his good news to everyone you meet. Now, as a believer in Christ, you are an antenna. And the call letters of your station are XYOU. You are a satellite station. And you are receiving broadcasts from a couple of different satellites. But your antenna is a transponder. And a transponder is able to receive broadcast signals, and it's able to transmit broadcast signals. So that's you. You're an antenna. You take in the Word of God, and you broadcast it to others. Now, your antenna is owned by God. All radio and television stations are owned by somebody. Your antenna, which does the broadcast, is owned by God. Yet for now, you're equipped to receive broadcasts from two networks. And by free will choice, you can tune your soul into WCON, the Khan Network, the Kingdom of Death Broadcasting Network of Satan, the enemy of God and the ruler of this world, and you can be conformed by his programming. And there's his satellite, the darkness. He is of the dark side, the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of death. Or you can tune your soul to KGOD, the Eternity Broadcasting Network of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is the sovereign God of the universe. And he can transform you with his programming. So the question for you is, you have a channel tuner that can tune one of two places. Where is your soul tuned? Now, don't be spending too much time scratching your head wondering where your soul is tuned, because most of your life, your soul is tuned into WCON, right? Because how long is this lesson? This lesson is an hour and a half. An hour and a half is not even 1% of the 168 hours that you have. You sleep more than you ever thought about being in front of the Word of God. So now, if you don't put yourself intentionally in front of the Word of God, what are you putting yourself intentionally in front of? You're putting yourself intentionally in front of WCON. And what is it doing? It's conning you. It's conning you into believing you're worthless. It's conning you to believe that you've missed the boat. It's conning you to believe that you're too young. It's conning you to believe you're too old. It's conning you to believe you're too middle-aged. It's conning you to believe you're too white. It's conning you to believe you're too black. It's conning you to believe you're too oriental. It's conning you to believe you're too Mexican. It's telling you everything negative about yourself. You will never make it. It will never work out for you. You will not be the star in your own movie. Please go to a Bed Bath & Beyond parking lot so you can get carjacked. That's what it's telling you, that it's never going to work out for you. It's a mean world, it's an evil world, and everybody's out to get you. And what does that promote? It promotes fear, it promotes worry, and that is not what God had planned for us. So where is your soul tuned? You have to intentionally do it. Why? Because God is not a God of coercion. God is not going to force you to do it. God has the power right this minute to completely black out Satan's program and to completely start broadcasting the truth in this world. He is not going to do that. He gave this world to Satan so that Satan could prove his boast that he can make himself like the Most High. And if you look around this world, do you see anything that resembles the Most High except this lesson, these types of lessons? I don't. What I see is a world who's telling me that nothing's going to work out for me, that everything is to my detriment, that I'm going to die, that I can't get in shape, that I can't do this, that I can't eat right. If you want to eat right, go out into the world. There's one little obscure place somewhere over in the back of 25 fast food restaurants that are frying stuff and giving you high fructose corn syrup and everything that's bad for you. And there's one little restaurant over there with one little meek person who's saying, oh, I'll make you a salad, honey. Yeah, that's Satan's kingdom. How you like that? How you like living in that kingdom? Well, where is your soul tuned? WCON or KGOD? What broadcast are you choosing to listen to? Because there is a simple and inescapable fact that you must orient to as a believer in Christ, and that is anything in your lives that is not of Christ has to go. Anything in your life that is not of Christ has to go. I don't believe you had me. So I'm going to repeat it one more time. This is a simple and inescapable fact that anything that is in your life that is Christ has to go. Now, you may receive two broadcasts for now, but it's only because God allows it, because one day God will black out Satan's broadcast to believers in Christ. We will no longer be able to hear his conforming propaganda, his confounding strategies, and that's where your mom is right now, John. She doesn't hear any of this anymore. Isn't that awesome? And we're the unlucky ones. She's the lucky one. We are the unlucky ones still down here listening to that crap. We hear people talking about how the world is getting worse and worse. It's becoming more and more evil. Of course it is. It's true. Because a leader who has no integrity, who cannot control his own kingdom, has no choice but to start flailing like crazy. And that's what's going on. Satan is flailing like crazy. But Matthew chapter 24, verse 25 tells the truth about the world. And here's what it says. It says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words, the broadcasts of KGOD, will not pass away. When you take in the word of God, it implants itself inside of you. Why? Because God wants truth in the innermost being. It implants itself, and it will not go away. And if your body were annihilated right this minute in a nuclear war, you know what would be left? Your soul, your spirit, and the word of God. Because once the word of God is implanted, it never goes away. Now, you may not consciously remember what you learned, but it never goes away. But the lies that are inside of you, they will be burned up. All the things you believed, all the religion that you got sucked into and believed, and that you hold on to and you grab on to, because it's better to hold on to something you know, even if it's wrong, than it is to step out and do something different. Yeah, that's right. Park yourself in that rut. Park yourself in the rut of religion and then just stay there. Because I did it. I did it for 21 years and then 29 years in the rut of systematic theology, because it was easier to park there than it was to go find the simplicity and purity of devotion to Christ. Well, park yourself there. Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 through 5 has bad news for you, though, and here it is. Then I saw, this is John giving a revelation, then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth, the one with broadcasts from WCON, passed away. They died. And there is no longer any sea. The earth and the universe and the heavens as we know it will be burned up. And we will be there. And if you've ever been to a 4th of July fireworks show and you have done the oohs and ahs of the 4th of July fireworks show, it's nothing compared to the fireworks show that's going to happen when God burns up the heavens and the earth. And we will be there in a resurrection body that will withstand the blast, watching the whole thing. The heavens and the earth as we know them will pass away. Why? Because there is evil in them. And the place that we live in the future will have no evil that has ever touched it. A new heaven, a new earth, and there's no longer any sea. Why is there no longer any sea? I think our earth is covered by water by about 70%. And what does it do? It slows down cosmic evangelism. And that's why our languages were scrambled, to slow down cosmic evangelism. There used to be just one language. And then God forced everyone to start babbling. The Tower of Babel, when man tried to build a tower to heaven, because man thinks he can do anything, but he can't. And God proved it. He can't. And then he scrambled the languages. And the intricacy of that is amazing. Pretty soon I'm going to be in Aruba. And their native language is Papiamento. And it's a combination of English, Spanish, Dutch, and something else. You know, they just pick words. I was like, whoa. And they all think I'm Aruban when I go there. So they start speaking to me in Papiamento, and I look at them like, yeah, just give me the Starbucks, man. I heard the Spanish word. I know what that meant, but the other stuff, the Dutch stuff, I don't quite have that. That's pretty amazing to have a language that's on three different bases, you know, the Spanish, Germanic, and English base. That's pretty brutal. But anyway, then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth, the one that broadcasts WCON, has passed away, and there's no longer any sea. So you now know that this is not a renovated heaven and earth. It's a completely new one, just as you were made new in Christ when you were placed into union with Christ. Anyone who's in union with Christ is a new creature. The old things passed away. The old things died. Behold, new things have come. Revelation 21:2. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride is adorned for her husband. The new Jerusalem will be the residence of church-age believers in the millennial reign of Christ. And eventually it will come down out of heaven as a bride adorned for her husband. And what that means is this: our deep, intimate, and personal relationship with God will be completely unencumbered by Satan's conforming rants. Revelation 21:3, and I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is among men, and he will dwell among them, and they shall be his people, and God the Father himself will be among them. Revelation 21:4, and he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will no longer be any death, there will no longer be any mourning, there will no longer be any crying, there will no longer be any pain. The first things have passed away. The new heavens and the new earth will not have the things that characterize the current heavens and the current earth: death and crying and pain. See, everything with God, you know something is of God when it's different. Everything that is of God is completely opposite to what is here in the world. Revelation 21:5, and he who sits on the throne said, behold, I am making all things new. It is our God who transforms the heaven and the earth, just as he transforms us by renewing our mind. And nothing that is not of Christ will survive. There will only be truth and wisdom present in this new place. What a great thing that it will be when we get to a place that is exactly like we want it to be, which is only truth. Now, God wants you to have this same experience now, in preparation for the new heavens and the new earth. He wants you to orient yourself so that you are experiencing the same thing here, even though you're getting that foreign broadcast. And so that means you need to change your channel to KGOD, because God wants you to be wise. James chapter 1, verse 5 says, if any of you lacks wisdom, and of course you do, let him ask God the Father, who gives wisdom to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him. So let's take a music break. Now, God called us out from the grave so we can live like we've been changed, or so Jeremy Camp says in his song, Word of Life. Let's listen.
Word of life, speak to my weary heart, strengthen my broken parts, lead me to your open arms. Word of truth, illuminate all these lies, the enemy speaks inside, and freedom I will rise, 'cause you called me out. Take me to
Today's Bible lesson, The Renewed Soul, is tuned to God's channel. Let's begin the next portion of our lesson by giving you a chance to make an offering. We need and we value your financial support to continue the work of this ministry. Please welcome up Deacon Denny Goodall with the offering message.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Denny Goodall, and I'm proud to be a deacon for Brah Ministries, an affiliate of KGOD, a place where real people come to listen to a real pastor tell real truths. And last week, Pastor mentioned something. He's talked about should, how we should ourselves all the time, and how it can ruin our life or ruin relationships. And I kind of saw it in action with my own son, because he wants everything on his own terms. Perfect, and in a certain situation, he always wants it his way before he'll react properly. And if it's not his way, then he'll throw a fit. And I think that happens with us, the very same thing we do. And when we're older, we wait for the perfect situation before we act. We wait for it to be on our terms before we do anything like we should. And then when we don't, we should ourselves, like, oh, I should have, or I could have, or oh, man, I didn't do it. And then you're just in a downward spiral at that point. And you think about it, when you're getting ready in the morning, you're like, oh man, everything should just be set right, the towel should be there, and you go in and there's no towels. And then you go to the bathroom and, oh, the toilet paper's out. You know, and then you're putting your clothes on, got my shirt ironed, and oh, there's a spot right there. And so your morning's thrown off. You go out and your car has a flat tire. Your whole day is thrown off. So you're thinking, oh man, this is just not right. But is that God's perspective on the day? That's not. Because those are just little things. He still has your back through all those scenarios. And maybe that reason that you were delayed in the bathroom and in the truck or getting your tire aired back up is because there was a traffic accident that he just got you out of. You could have been in a bad situation, and now because you're late, you're not there. And I was thinking about it. It's like we always wait for the perfect situation or perfect timing, and then we try to act, or we don't act because we're waiting for the perfect time. Why not just take the time and let God make it perfect? Because we can see in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we believers in Christ are his workmanship, created in union with Christ Jesus for good works, which works God the Father prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them. See, the work's already done. It's already prepared. We just have to walk in it with our stained shirt and our flat tire in our truck. And we just have to go through life and look it through God's perspective, like Pastor's saying. And you won't see the bad things in it. You'll appreciate the good things in life. I always tell my son, don't be mad that you can't keep playing. Be happy that you got to play at all. Be happy that you had a lunch. Be happy that you've got these things that a lot of other kids don't have. And I think we have a beautiful church here that a lot of people don't have. And we might look at this as not being perfect, so let's not give our money, or let's not step up and do what we should. But let's just take the time and let God make it perfect. We're his workmanship. And I think that's really relaxing, because we don't have to do anything. We just have to open the wallet, pull out the 20s, and put it in the basket. It's pretty easy. Anyway. Was that W-C-O-N right there? You guys decide which way to tune there. But I wanted to thank you. I want to thank Pastor, and I hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving with their family, because that's truly what life is all about, is the unity of the family. And whether it's, you know, Thanksgiving that brings you together, or a death in the family that brings you together, hopefully those moments you can cherish what you do have and not worry about what you don't have. And so, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for the great offering message, Deacon Denny. Today's Bible lesson, The Renewed Soul, is tuned to God's channel. I just need to make one correction in your offering message. So you know that I have a broadcasting background, right? So you said that we are an affiliate of KGOD. Well, there are actually two types of stations that are part of a network. One type of station are affiliates, and those are companies who are owned by somebody else, but they buy programming from the network. And then there are these other stations called O&Os, owned and operated stations. So like CBS is a network, and it has owned and operated stations. So we're actually an O&O, because we are owned and operated by the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? We ain't owned by nobody else. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. O&O, baby. that's what we're going to say when we close our eyes in this life. We're going to say, oh, because we're going to be face to face with the Lord. Today's Bible lesson, The Renewed Soul, is tuned to God's channel. So we continue our study of the second passage of Romans chapter 12 at verse 2, which says this: do not be conformed to this world by Satan, by his cosmic system of thought, and by the flesh. Instead, keep on being transformed by God the Holy Spirit through the renewing of your mind by studying the Word of God, so that you may see clearly through testing what the will of God is. And the will of God is that which is good, and that which is acceptable, and that which is perfect. Keeping your soul tuned to God's channel, KGOD, renews your mind and fills you with His divine power so that you can transmit His good news to everyone you meet. God is not only broadcasting His network to your antenna from the outside, He is broadcasting to you from the inside as well. Colossians chapter 1, verses 24 to 28 say this: now I, Paul, rejoice in my suffering for your sake, and in my flesh I do share on behalf of His body, which is the church, in filling up what is lacking in Christ's afflictions. What's lacking in Christ's afflictions is our service, us failing to present our bodies as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable to Him. We are made by Christ to serve. We are not made by Christ to sit on our butts. We are not made by Christ to tune into the WCON. We're made by Christ to tune into His channel. He deserves our focus and attention. Colossians 1:25. Of this church, I, Paul, was made a minister according to the stewardship from God bestowed on me for your benefit, so that I might fully carry out the preaching of the Word of God. There it is. We are transponders. Our antenna receives signals, but it also broadcasts signals. I, as a pastor teacher, am broadcasting right now from my antenna a lesson that God the Holy Spirit is orchestrating. Colossians 1:26. That is the preaching about the mystery which has been hidden from the past ages and generations, but now has been manifest, made clearly visible to church age saints. A mystery, something that wasn't revealed in the Old Testament, but is revealed now. That's what's meant by mystery in this particular thing. A code that is finally revealed to those who have the decoder ring. The decoder ring in the Christian way of life is the Bible. This is the decoder ring. And the people who understand this Bible are believers in Christ, because these things are spiritually appraised. And we have the Spirit inside of us appraising these things for us. Colossians 1:27. So what is the mystery? Colossians 1:27. To whom God the Father willed to make known what are the glorious riches of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ indwelling you, the hope of glory. Christ indwelling you, the absolute confidence, hope, that you will glorify God and that you will be face to face with His glory. God is working on us from the inside out, pouring His divine power into us, just as He said He would in Jeremiah 31, verse 33, when He spoke to Israel and the Jewish race. Here's what He said: I will put my law within them and on their heart I will write it, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. If you're a believer in Christ, you have God's law, God's instructions written in your heart, inside of you, because God is working on you from the inside out. The Lord owns your antenna. With Christ in us, we become light. That antenna broadcasts things that are light. Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 to 16 says this, "You are the salt of the earth." And what is salt? Salt is a preservative. But if the salt has become tasteless, if you're tuning into WCON all the time, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. In other words, the only thing the salt, that a salt that is not a preservative is good for is melting snow. And if you live here in Arizona, unfortunately, we don't have any snow, so it'll just be crushed and ground into the ground. See, that's a believer in Christ who is so stupid that they don't take advantage of this franchise that they have with God. They are an antenna that is able to receive broadcasts from God, and they don't have time for Him. They're too busy sulking, pouting, and wondering why their life isn't going the way it should. Well, why would your life go the way it should? It was counting on your power. You got to count on divine power, because divine power always works. God is able, even when you're not. His strength is perfect when our strength is gone. You feeling me on that, Jim? Don't make me take over your franchise. Don't make me come over and start singing, too.
You can have that part of my
All right, let's do that. Matthew 5:14, "You are the light of the world, believers in Christ." That's why Nero used to set Christians on fire in the square. Oh, they said they're the light of the world, right? "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden." Matthew 5:15, "Nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a bushel, but the light is placed in the lampstand, and it gives light to all those who are in the house." Are you, as a Christian, putting your light under a bushel? See, if you don't see God as God sees God, if you don't see others as God sees them, if you don't see yourself as God sees you, then you're putting your light under a bushel. That's not where a light belongs. A light belongs on a lampstand so everybody can look and see. And the Christian who is on a lampstand, you look at him and you have no choice but to say, that person's different. There's something about that person. I can't really describe what it is, but they're different. And when God is touching a thing, it's different. So we're called, Matthew 5:16. So believers in Christ, let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works, the ones that Deacon Denny was talking about, that God the Father laid out for us in eternity past. Let them see your good works, and let that, the seeing of your good works, glorify your Father who is in heaven. We are called, as believers in Christ, to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which we've been called by letting our light shine before men. But God cautions us in this way. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. "I, Paul, have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives, indwelling me. And the resurrection life that I now live in the flesh, this earthly body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me unconditionally and who gave himself up for me." God purchased you with a price, his own blood, and we are to glorify him in return, not in our own strength, but empowered by his strength. Here's another way to translate Galatians 2:20. The I life has been crucified with Christ. What is the next 28 to 38 years of my life all about from my perspective? The end of me. Now, the end of me happened at the moment I became a believer in Christ, but now I'm finally, I finally realized it now. The I life has been crucified with Christ. and it is no longer the I life that lives, but the Christ life lives indwelling me. That's you, believers in Christ. You are Christ lives. And the resurrection life that I now live in this earthly body of flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, placing my total confidence in him, the one who loved me unconditionally and who gave himself up for me. There is a simple and inescapable fact that we must orient to as believers in Christ, and that is anything in our life that is not Christ has to go. Best of all, God is transmitting breaking news about himself and his kingdom through you to everyone you meet. And that is called the gospel message. And it's very simple to communicate the gospel message for those of you in Barah Ministries. Hand somebody the book and you will be saved. It's a great book. It's really fun to read. It's really simple to read. And it is the complete gospel message. Hand it out. You don't even have to talk. Amen? When's the last time you did that? In Ephesians chapter 3, verses 8 to 10, the Apostle Paul says this, "To me, Paul, the very least of all the saints," and he is not being self-effacing, he is the worst person of all time. "To me, Paul, the very least of all the saints, this grace was given, to preach to the Gentiles the unfathomable riches of Christ." Ephesians 3:9, "And to bring to light what is the dispensation of the mystery, which for ages has been hidden in the God who created all things, the Lord Jesus Christ." Ephesians 3:10, "So that the manifold wisdom of God the Father might now be made known through the church to the rulers and to the authorities in the heavenly places." In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 2 and 3, Paul says, "You believers in Christ are our letter," you're an epistle, "written in our hearts, known and read by all men." People are watching you. Sometimes it feels like somebody's watching me and I have no privacy. Whoa. 2 Corinthians 3:3, "And it is being manifested, made clearly visible that you are a letter of Christ, cared for by us, the pastors, written not with ink, but written with the Holy Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts." God, the Holy Spirit, is writing on your heart a letter, and that letter makes you unique in this world. Now, when people see you, and when your renewed mind is reflecting Christ, people in this world use terms like, "You're special. You're different," because they see Christ reflected in you. You are in the world, but you are not of this world. And it becomes obvious because you are citizens of heaven. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 to 21, Paul says this, "For this reason, I, Paul, bow my knees before God the Father in prayer." Ephesians 3:15, "From whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name." Ephesians 3:16, "That he would grant you, according to his glorious riches, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner man." Ephesians 3:17, "So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in unconditional love," Ephesians 3:18, "may be able to comprehend with all the saints," all the believers in Christ, "what is the breadth," how wide this unconditional love is, "and the length," how long this unconditional love is, "and the height," how tall this unconditional love is, "and the depth," how deep this unconditional love is. The Bee Gees made a song about that. How deep is your love? How deep is your love? Yeah, you gotta, I really need to learn. You need to learn. You need to learn how deep the Lord's love for you is. Ephesians 3:19, "The unconditional love of Christ, how high, how deep, how wide, how broad it goes." The unconditional love of Christ, "an unconditional love which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled up to all the fullness of God." Ephesians 3:20, "Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us." Ephesians 3:21, "To him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever." We are to reflect our God as Christ reflected his Father. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. And the Lord Jesus Christ is the radiance of God the Father's glory, and the Lord is the exact representation of God the Father's nature, and the Lord upholds all things by the word of his power. He keeps stars from colliding. He keeps the earth in orbit. He keeps all the planets revolving around the sun. And when the Lord Jesus Christ had made purification of sins, he sat down at the right hand of his majesty, God the Father, on high. The renewed soul, Hebrews 1:4, having become as much better than the angels, and he has inherited a more excellent name than they. The renewed soul is tuned to God's channel, KGOD. Are you? Are you a reflection of the Christ indwelling you, believers in Christ? Are you a reflection of the Holy Spirit that's indwelling you? Are you a reflection of God the Father who is indwelling you? Do you realize that God is doing away with all that is not Christ, so that if there is anything in you that is not Christ, enjoy it while you can, because it is dead. It is finished. It is not going to be anywhere near you. Only why would we, as believers in Christ, want to enjoy anything that is not from the Lord? There is a simple and inescapable fact that we must orient to as believers in Christ. Anything that is not Christ in our lives has to go. Keep your soul tuned to KGOD. We close this lesson by reminding unbelievers that God wants you. You can make the most important decision of your life. There's only one way to get to heaven. In John chapter 14, verse 6, the Lord Jesus Christ says it to Thomas, the doubting apostle, "I am the way to salvation, I am the truth of the Word of God, and I am the resurrection life, eternal life. And no one comes to God the Father but through believing in me." In John chapter 3, verse 3, the Lord Jesus Christ himself gives instructions on how to be saved to Nicodemus, a religious Pharisee. He says to Nicodemus, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a person is born again, the spiritual birth, he cannot see the kingdom of God the Father." John 3, 4, Nicodemus said to the Lord Jesus Christ, "How can a man be born again when he's old? He can't enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born, can he?" John 3, 5, Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of the water of the word, the gospel message, and by the baptism of God the Holy Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." John 3, 6, "That which is born of the flesh," in other words, that which comes from mom and dad, from mortals, is mortal. "And that which is born again of the baptism of God the Holy Spirit is spiritual." So if you want to be born again, you want to move from spiritual death to spiritual life, you must be born again. John 3, 7. Nicodemus was shocked by this because in his 20 years of religious instruction, he had ignored this or not seen it. The Lord says to him, "Don't be amazed, Nicodemus, that I, the Lord Jesus Christ, said to you, you must be born again." In other words, close your mouth. You're drawing flies. Don't be sitting there going, agape. "I can't believe it." Yeah, so Nicodemus probably pulled out his mouth emoji. Oh. You want to be born again? You can follow Paul's advice in Acts chapter 16, verse 31. "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. You and everyone in your household who also believes." John chapter 3, verse 17 reminds you that God the Father did not send the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, into the world to judge the world, but God the Father sent the Son into the world that the world might be saved through union with him. Thank you, Father, for providing a single crystal clear way to get to heaven that requires no work on our part. Closing song, June Murphy, "Your Word Takes Me."
Lord, you tell me that you love me. Your words a love song to my soul. You tell me I'm yours. You'll never leave me. That gives me hope, saying, I'm the one that you adore. I will follow wherever you lead me. Take my hand, oh Lord, I'm yours. Your word takes me places no one else can take me. Your word calms my soul like nothing ever can. Your word takes me places no one else can take me. Your tender touch soothes me so much. You stimulate my soul. Your love makes me whole. Your word takes me. Your word makes me. Your word takes me where only you and I can go. Lord, my love for you grows deeper as your word renews. Your love is strong. It has no equal. Lord, you are so gentle and kind. You're in me. I'm in you. No one can ever take your love from me. Your seal is on my heart. I belong to you only. You are placed no one above. Your word takes me places no one else can take me. Your word calms my soul like nothing ever can. Your word takes me places no one else can take me. Your tender touch soothes me so much. You stimulate my soul. Your love makes me whole. Your word takes me. Your word makes me. Your word takes me where only you and I can go. Within. You know all of me. From you I cannot hide. Your love has made me come alive. Your word takes me places no one else can take me. Your tender touch. Your love makes me whole. Your word takes me. Your word makes me. Your word takes me where only you and I can go. Takes me, well, only you and I.
I can hold it longer than that. Excellent, June. Thank you. Closing prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God and Father, thank you for creating a network broadcast where we can get the truth of the Word of God. And thank you for giving us the antenna that both receives and transmits, the transponder that can take in the Word of God and then can reflect it to everyone we meet. Give us the courage to do that, one person at a time. And especially to those who are our family members, where there is the most psychological risk. Help us to value our family members enough to never want them to be in the lake of fire. And let us evangelize to them and give them the truth of the Word. We ask this through the power of God the Holy Spirit, in Christ's name. Amen. Thanks for coming, thanks for watching, and thanks for listening.